From the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, we've got a great show planned for today. Later in the show, we'll catch up with Jane Bickelman from Personalities Plus. And for those familiar with that organization, you'll look forward to an update. For those not familiar, stay with us, providing purses, but so much more than that for at-risk women. We'll get to that later in the hour. And shortly here, our first guest will introduce you to Cindy Ratliff. With Reed West is in studio. Before we get to that, a little bit of house cleaning. On Friday or tomorrow's show, a special Sanctity of Human Life special with Brad Mattis. He actually has a regular radio ministry, not heard on KLYT at this time, although we may be seeing some of his content coming on the air. He's put together a Sanctity of Human Life special that we'll be airing on tomorrow's show. And listen, we understand things don't always turn out like we expect. You're going to hear the testimonies of three women who persevered through suffering. So celebrate abundant life with KLYT in the coming days. Tomorrow, that special on ABQ Connect in the first half of the show, it's called Purpose Beyond Pain, God's Design for Life, and includes some testimonial from Johnny Erickson Tada. You want to be part of that. And then a reminder, with that being the theme, you know, as we head into the weekend, this Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and several churches will have visitors from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And, of course, CareNetABQ.com is a great place to go if you're thinking about supporting one of the pregnancy centers here locally. And Monday is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. So thanks for those who will tune in to hear that special tomorrow on the broadcast. Also wanted to address our app, the KLYT app. We've heard from several people who are finding it discontinued. It is discontinued. We're having difficulty with the place that was updating things. And being able, you know, when we would change something on our website, it wouldn't get updated on the app. And long story short, we've brought down the app because really all it was doing was providing a place for you to stream the station. And we didn't see that since we have the mobile site on your phone, on your whatever device you were using the app on, just use a browser to go to klyt.fm, and you get the mobile version of our website, and it's actually better than the app because all the information's updated and there's more information available, and you can stream right from the homepage. So please do that if you were using the app, and you can. There's actually, I believe, on Android and on iPhone, whatever phone you have, you can create something that's like a saved page that's a lot like an app button on your phone, or you can just press it, and presto, you're right there on our homepage at klyt.fm. Thanks to all those who let us know that you couldn't find the app anymore. It's encouraging to us to know that you were listening via the app, and hopefully now you'll find it on that using the browser, klyt.fm. And when, of course, when and if we release a new app, that'll have all the things that we would hope it would have for you, we will make sure to let you know. All right, let's jump into time with our first guest returning to the studio. It's been a little while. Cindy Ratliff is here with Reed West. Cindy, off the air, first of all, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always glad to have you here, and appreciate greatly the work that you do in our community. I was saying off the air, more times than once, and it's been, you know, a year or so, right, since we've had you back in, I've bragged about the work that you're doing. You know, there's so many great organizations like Personalities Plus that'll be coming on with us here in the second half of the show, and your organization that essentially deals with literacy, but it's unique to other organizations that may be, you know, tutors available for literacy. For those not familiar with Reed West, kind of bring them up to speed, the genesis of the organization and where, you know, what it does in general. We'll go into more detail in the second segment, but let them know all of, you know, about Reed West.
Absolutely. So Reed West is a nonprofit 501c3 adult literacy center. Our mission is to provide quality in-person or digital one-to-one tutoring and or classes to adults seeking to transform their lives through enhanced literacy skills. So we have been open. So actually in a couple of weeks, we'll have been live for 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, has it always been over in Rio Rancho or?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Actually, we started in Corrales at the Corrales Library by Barbara King back in 1989.
Any relation to the Kings that are famous in New Mexico here?
There is some affiliation through
Mary. The governor
she was the Corrales librarian.
Okay.
Yeah, when it first opened. The great thing is well, I shouldn't say great. Well, one of the things is she got asked to leave the library and literally started doing this out of her garage. And then we went to a gas station, then another gas station, then a car care place, and then the Jewish community there.
The microphone, get on the...
Oh, sorry. Jewish center in Rio Rancho took us in.
Okay.
And we were there for 22 years.
Wow.
And then we moved over to Sunt for 3.5 years, and now Amazing Grace Personal Services took us under their
wing. Is that over Barber Loop?
That's exactly where we are. We're housed in their building.
Okay. And they're kind of new to – they were kind of way out west.
We were in the same building. Okay. And that's how we got to know each other.
Okay.
And just wonderful human beings decided to help us. And
I actually need to reach back out to them. I had connected with them. It's been a while. It's been too long.
Yeah.
They do great work as well.
Yeah. Tom and Dean and Alan over there just are amazing. Just amazing. And all their staff, just amazing.
So you're over off or on Barber Loop.
Yeah. We're 4131 Barber Loop. What we try to focus on is adult education. Well, I should say adult literacy. So what that means is anything K through eighth grade, if you think of it in grades.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of students that either never learned how to read and write, so we help them. We help people learn to speak English. We help with high school equivalency, citizenship. We do financial literacy, computer literacy, workplace readiness. Really, adult literacy is for everybody.
It's great to know the ESL. I didn't know you had at Reed West. Actually, the gear's already going. I'm thinking, I know who needs to know about that. There's a group that would probably regularly send people for the ESL in English as a second language.
Yes, English. I always do that. English as a second language. The great thing is so many of our students, this is their third or fourth language. So we're actually going to be changing that to ELL. So it's English language learners.
Okay.
Just because there's so many. It's so funny. We say English. She goes, this is my fifth language. I said, yeah, I understand. That may be an issue.
Well, you know, one of the reasons it really struck a chord with me is when I started doing this show, you know, we regularly have people that would come in here to talk about things happening in the Roundhouse and dealing with education around the state and where New Mexico ranks nationwide is not, you know, that's as much as I'll say. We don't even want to go there. But, you know, it clicked with me, Cindy, when we talked, you know, you're having all these students having difficulty, and if their parents aren't able to assist them, you know, it's a lot of people obviously have their kids in public school. And the numbers we see come from the public school arena. We make the assumption that the parents are going to be able to help them out. And if the parents are having difficulty with literacy, well, it's no surprise that it's going to reflect on how our students are performing. You know, there's some great teachers that want to do great things and assist, you know, people. But the truth is whether your child is in public school, in private school, or homeschooled, you know, it's ultimately it's mom and dad or whoever's over, you know, overseeing the children. Whoever the guardian is, it's really, it's on them to help the kids with the education. So thank you so much for equipping those parents that, you know, they're having a difficult time.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to hit on one thing because you did say something about the Roundhouse.
Yeah.
So the Adult Education and Adult Literacy Day is coming at the Roundhouse.
Okay.
So there was a proclamation 2 years ago that put adult education and adult literacy, gave us our own day.
Nice.
So we will be at the Roundhouse begging for more money.
Now, is there anything associated with that day that the listener can participate in or help support?
I would just say, if you have the opportunity to go to the Roundhouse on that day, I would do that. I can't remember. I know it's in February, but I forgot the exact
date. Maybe before we're done, I'll have it.
Okay. And then the other thing you were talking about is the that the parents can't help the children. A kind of a, not a joke, but a running theme at Reed West is that, oh, your child's getting out of the third grade. You need to come learn more math.
Oh, okay. Right.
Most adults are at a third grade math level right now.
Yeah. And, you know, something you mentioned, you said K through eighth grade. And, you know, if you can equip someone, whether it's, you know, just simply reading or math, you know, through the eighth grade, they're at a level where they can continue really on their own with materials that they can find and get available to them. I mean, I know as a homeschooling parent, you know, once our children were able to read, a lot of things they could teach themselves.
Yeah.
So it's so exponential in how it works and which now the last time you were here and we've already said it here today. This is an organization that assists with literacy for adults. And even that's changed a little bit since the last time you were here. I think last time it might have been 18.
We did.
Yeah.
We had to lower the age to 16 because the demand for adult literacy for even 16-year-olds have come up exponentially. As we know, everybody knows, COVID really did a number on our educational system, and a lot of kids ended up dropping out during the pandemic. So a lot of them now are starting to reengage in their education. They need that extra help because they fell down at some point. And so we try to help with that. The other great thing about Reed West is the minute we get them through our program, if they decide they don't want to go on to an adult education program to get their high school equivalency, we can take them all the way through the high school equivalency, and then we hand walk them to the Central Community College so they continue their education. Because if you don't do that, they won't do it on their own usually.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, it's just some great resources. Now, what I didn't give you yet is the website. It's real simple, readwest.org. Go to the website, and actually, we're up against a break. We'll take a quick break, let you know about some of the things you'll find on the website and some events on the way and more of what's happening in Rio Rancho. But if you live in Albuquerque or in the metro area, you're welcome to get over to Reed West over on Barber Loop, just off of, what is it, the Pat Arc?
Pat Yark, 528.
528, yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. And Cindy, can you stay with us?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back after this on ABQ Connect. And we're right in the middle of a conversation with Cindy Ratliff. Cindy, the director of Reed West, is that your title?
Yes.
Okay. You've been there how long?
11 and a half years.
All right. And actually, as if I remember correctly, thank you for your service. You're a veteran.
I am.
And we appreciate what you're doing, not only have done in that arena, but now you continue to serve our community through the work at Reed West for adult literacy. I want to draw you to the website, readwest.org. And I mentioned we'd kind of go through that. Real encouraging things happening this past Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
You had a goal of 8,000 and you know, the little giving thermometer, you almost broke it.
I did.
Yeah.
We actually went a little. So the goal was 8,000. We did 8,299.
Yeah.
I was just thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, a higher goal next year.
Yeah, right?
You can go online and see how that and actually, in spite of, you know, Giving Tuesday being several weeks ago, it's never too late. Since this is a 501c3, if you're led to contribute towards the work that they're doing, Cindy, primarily, where does the funds come from for Reed West?
So 3/4 of our budget comes from the Department of Education. And then the rest is donating. And then we also do fundraisers like our Bowling for Literacy.
Okay. So individuals can give, businesses can log on and you could give. I'm going to guess if I click this donate button, there's probably a one-time gift or recurring giving available.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. You did mention, we'll get back to the website. You did mention fundraisers like Bowling for Literacy.
Yep.
Are you a bowler?
I stink at bowling, but yeah. I don't get to bowl anyway. So
yeah, it's like when I used to golf, you know, in order to be good at golf, I mean, you got to go several times a week, you know, and people would hear, you golf? I say, I go.
Yeah. I go and I'll watch, but I'm not a good bowler.
but this is happening on March 8th. So a little more than a month away, but still plenty of time to put it on your calendar. And I'm assuming it'll probably eventually end up on your website.
Yes.
But for those listening, and the website again is readwest.org. But this is going to be happening at Starlight Lanes. And of course, that's upstairs at the Santa Ana Star. The way they've set it up, no tap, 4-individual team event in a 3-game set. Now, I don't know what no tap is. What's no tap?
That's a good question. Me too.
Okay. Okay.
I was told that by the bowling alley, but I do know that if you hit 9 pins, it's a strike.
Okay. if 10 pins.
9.
Oh, on this.
Yeah. I think that's what that no tap is.
Oh, okay. Okay. And shoes are included in this, but it's $25 per person, $100 per team. Do the math. If you need help, Reed West will help you with that too.
And we give away kisses for strikes.
Oh, okay.
Candy kisses.
There you go. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, we have silent auction, 50-50. And we sell books there.
Are you looking for business sponsors for this event still?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you're a business person, you want to sponsor the Bowling for Literacy, all you need to do is go to readwest.org. And actually, I saw it on there
there's
earlier.
There's a contact button.
On the website, right at the top, readwest@readwest.org or 505-892-1131. You can click contact, get connected with Reed West if you want to sponsor it as a business or an individual. Maybe you're independently wealthy and you just want to say sponsored by Bob. I bet they'd work something out.
Well, you can also give your time.
Yeah. Okay. Volunteers.
Yeah. We are in dire need of volunteer tutors right now.
Okay. So be watching for that event that's coming up. The other thing we wanted to call your attention to, if you go back on the website at rewest.com, just scroll down to the very bottom. About halfway through, there's a video that Cindy, you do a little tour of the facilities on Barber Loop.
Right. The reason we put a tour on the website is a lot of students can't learn if they're not comfortable.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they want to know where they're learning.
Yeah.
So we developed this this video a little over a year ago now, but really it was just to make people feel a little more comfortable, know where they're going to be and how private the rooms are for their learning. Because
yeah.
a lot of times students don't want people to hear them. Fall down or make mistakes or any of that kind of stuff. So we have 5 different rooms that are individual rooms for one-to-one tutoring. We have a classroom that we do a lot of our conversation classes in or pronunciation. We have a ton of classes right now. And most of our classes we do in a hybrid model. So we have people in person and online at the same time. And the other great thing is what we did last year is we turned our library into a classroom too. Now, our resource library has a little over 4,500 books in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we put an 81-inch screen in there to be able to hybrid classes out of there as well.
Wow. Okay. And a library, is that like school books or is it novels or is it a
100% adult literacy learning material?
Okay.
And all of our tutors have complete access to it. The other great thing that we're going to do this year is we're going to incorporate a video library. So we'll have movies that they can check out and things like that because a lot of people use movies to learn English.
Yeah. Not only just watching, but subtitled product as well. Yeah. I'll tell you, with me, every time, I'm always like, nah, subtitle. But every time I watch one, it doesn't take, it doesn't take long if you're literate.
Right.
After a while, you don't even notice.
Yeah.
So there's some great movies available.
Did you know that most people learn English by watching our commercials, our TV commercials?
I've kind of heard that, like seen that on different things, even on movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you get somebody who doesn't speak English that says they want to be a pepper too.
The commercials, I'll tell you, there's commercials you and I both know from our childhood that once in a while it's like an earworm.
Yeah.
When I start thinking of it, they're so catchy.
Yes.
There's several other areas of literacy that people may not be thinking about. We're talking about Read West, so just in general reading.
Mm-hmm.
And you already mentioned math skills.
Mm-hmm.
There's other literacy areas, including use of the computer.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Read West, our primary function really is we are 100% student focused. So it's not what we want you to learn, it's what you want to learn.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people, educated adults that we have right now that come to our computer literacy class because they don't know computers. I'll tell you, let's see, I don't know how, I think she's in her upper 70s that just took our computer literacy class.
Mm-hmm.
Highly educated woman, but just never learned computers. It doesn't matter how old you are. Our youngest student right now is 16. Our oldest one is 92.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, we do computer literacy, financial literacy, workplace readiness. We help with driver's license, citizenship, speaking English. We do basic math all the way through high school equivalency math. I mean, if you have a need educationally, we're here to help.
Yeah.
We help with, our workplace readiness, we're going to start soon, is to... We're going to teach you how to put together a resume and a cover letter, how to be able to fill out applications online. These are things that people don't think of on a daily basis, but most applications are online now.
And I don't know how important this is, but here's one of those areas that it's almost been lost on a lot of people in this generation younger than myself. Just the ability to be able to count back change.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I think you and I take for granted, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's survival English.
Okay.
So what's the survival English class, what they teach in there is money, numbers, time, and anything emergency and safety. So what happens if your house catches on fire? What happens if a police officer wants to pull you over? What documentation do you need? Just things that we take for granted every day. What if I get sick? What questions do I need to ask my doctor? The other thing we do is we do parent-teacher conference.
Okay.
Because a lot of times the parents, they go into the conference, they don't know what to ask the teachers. Mm-hmm. And so then they sit there and they're like, do you want to ask me any questions? I can't think of any right now, but.
So do you do kind of like mock meetings?
Yes. And we also do mock interviews for citizenship too.
Wow. That's really cool. Well, it's more than I expected before you came in, because honestly, I mean, it's been a year since we talked, Cindy, and we probably talked about some of this last time, but, Read West, the first thing that comes to mind is just learning how to read, which you can assist with adult literacy at Read West. It's readwest.org, and just about putting a bow on our conversation, Cindy, but I want to throw it back to you to make sure there's not anything else that we've left out there that the listener needs to know about Read West.
Well, I guess the only thing I would really want to say is that adult literacy really is for everybody.
Yeah.
If you have a need or you're falling down in any area that you're uncomfortable with, reach out. I mean, there are a lot of adult literacy or adult education places here in New Mexico. So if you reach out, the great thing about Read West is we're the largest independent adult literacy program or center in the entire state.
Yeah.
So I can resource any one of these other programs to be able to help wherever you are. The other thing is we do a lot of online now.
Uh-huh.
So even if you're not by us, we can still help you. You have a computer, you have Wi-Fi. We recently partnered up with Comcast for low internet costs. So there's a lot of resources that we have that we want to help.
Okay. Well, and, you know, part of the good part of, about having you in, Cindy, too, is the listener can get a feel for who you are. And one of the things I think is really important is they know they're going to come into, you know, just by what you did with the tour, the video tour, you want people to be comfortable. And it's a non-judgmental environment that people are there because they want to, you know, you come in and say, I can't read. Well, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. Literacy changes lives.
Yeah. Well, Cindy Ratliff, director at Reed West, thanks again for your service in our nation's military. And thank you for the work you continue to do at Reed West.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
All right. Hey, don't go away. We're going to take a quick break and come back and catch up with Jane Bickelman. She's brought a guest with her. We'll introduce to you with Personalities Plus. It's next on ABQ Connect.